Now to Iran's national women's soccer team. Australia says it has given asylum to 7 members of the squad, but 1 has asked to return to Iran. The asylum seekers are being held at an undisclosed location. Christina Kukula reports from Melbourne.
A world away from war, Iranian soccer player Sara Didar told reporters at the Women's Asian Cup in Australia her team is worried about what had happened to Iran and their families. When it came time to leave the tournament, protesters blocked the bus carrying the team away from their hotel on the Gold Coast.
Save our girls! Save our girls!
Missing were 5 players granted asylum by Australia on Monday evening after secret talks with government officials. 2 more women, a player and a member of the support staff, sought asylum a day later. However, the government says one has since changed her mind. Mino Tusi is from a group known as the Australian-Iranian Patriots Association, which advocates for the Iranian asylum seekers. She was at Sydney Airport when the rest of the squad flew out without them.
When we were actually waiting for the airplane, one of the girls' mom called from Iran and she said, please ask her to stay. I don't want her to come back here. Her life is going to be in danger.
Australia's Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says the remaining delegation was given a final chance to claim asylum when they were separated at airport customs and interviewed by officials.
What we made sure of was there was no rushing. There was no pressure. Everything was about ensuring the dignity for those individuals to make a choice.
But Burke says visas weren't offered to several staff members suspected of having links to Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which is listed as the state sponsor of terrorism in Australia. Concerns over the team's safety first emerged after they were branded traitors on Iranian state television for not singing the national anthem before their first Asian Cup match. It prompted President Trump to call on Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to grant them asylum, saying on Truth Social, quote, the US will take them if you won't. Mino Tusi says those that stayed in Australia are worried about their loved ones in Iran.
They're asking if the Australian government can help the family because I heard that the family in Iran, they've been threatened because they didn't come back.
On X, Iran's foreign ministry accused Australia of taking the players hostage, saying the country awaits them with open arms. Australia has not responded to the accusation. For NPR News, I'm Christina Kukola in Melbourne.
In many rural communities, basic services can be hard to come by. This is something that especially affects older residents. Limited social programming or even the absence of a place to gather can leave seniors isolated. As part of our series Here to Help, Laura Palmisano with member station KVNF reports on one volunteer who makes a big difference for seniors in the tiny mountain town of Lake City, Colorado.
Cheryl Tate worked in retail management for 3 decades. Once she retired, she wanted to volunteer in her town of about 400 residents.
There was very little, if anything, to offer seniors in Lake City.
So 2 years ago, Tate decided to change that. She made it her mission to improve services for the town's oldest citizens.
When I first started this endeavor, everyone said, oh, it can't happen. People have tried it before, and it just made me work harder. I kept on saying, it's going to work.
As a former competitive marathon runner, Tate is not one to back down from a challenge. The 71-year-old started by forming a steering committee.
First, we researched how many seniors were in Lake City, Hinsdale County, and we found out it was the largest demographic.
They surveyed local seniors on what support they wanted. They held fundraisers. They got some money from the county and then approached town leadership.
We went to the trustees meeting and we said, you need to step up and pitch in also. And they gave us the back room of the Armory as a senior center.
The Armory is a historic building in Lake City that houses the town's offices and a gymnasium. Now it includes a vibrant senior center. There are lunches, social events, crafts, lectures, and more.
We're gangbusters. We have volunteers now that are driving people, helping them with at-home services. And I really think it has changed Lake City.
71-year-old Becky Lugamores agrees.
Oh, we really needed to be around each other. There's so many seniors here. And we're sitting back in our houses kind of just going into dust. And this has brought us out, and we're even more social, and everybody seems happier.
With seniors in the majority here, 85-year-old Mary Nettleton, who was part of the steering committee, says they can't be ignored.
So you better treat us right. You know, we deserve not to be put away somewhere.
And it takes a lot of work to run a successful senior program. Cheryl Tate gives about 20 hours a week, and she says others also help.
We couldn't do a lot of the things we're doing now if we didn't have our volunteers. And in a small town, we don't have the resources otherwise.
Even though Tate puts in a lot of time, she says volunteering to build community among seniors is fulfilling. For NPR News, I'm Laura Palmisano in Lake City, Colorado.